You have a question, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. And for today's show, we are going to talk about the 2021 real estate market in comparison to past years and look ahead to the future. And then, as we have time permitted, we're going to get into the selling process for anyone that's considering selling their home. So, Jane, 2021 was a crazy year, wasn't it?
Absolutely. There's nobody would think the year like that because there's COVID, there's so much going on, but the market is super, super hot.
Right. And then both from a personal team and overall for all realtors, it was really a banner year. Let's talk a little bit about how your performance or our performance, the team's performance did in 2021. For Central Jersey MLS, based on the data that we have out there right now?
Absolutely. First of all, the data is based on January 1st, because if any deal closed last week or so, they have a time to post it, adjust it. So the report I pulled here is from January 1st. So that's first of all. And the data, we did a 5 years data because first of all, we did a 3 years. You look at the 2021, 2022 compared with 2019. And then we realized that that's to get accurate reading, you really need more data to compare with. So we did a pull back to 5 years, 2017, 2018, 2019, 20, and 21. So that's give us a more accurate the history and the trend per se. But first of all, I would like to thank our clients from the bottom of our hearts. You know, without your support and trust, we won't be in the business. So I really, really appreciate it. We're very, very humbled and deeply humbled and blessed with your support and the trust in the business. And the last year, 2021, based on the Central Jersey MLS, I ranked number 2 in the entire Central Jersey MLS. This is not bragging on me, myself. No, in contrary, that really shows how much the support and our client, the trust our client input in us, right? And give to us. So it's really, and I looked at number 2021. I personally closed 98 homes with that number. The almost all homes from past clients and referrals and the people who know us through Central Jersey. And that's only my personal number. If you look at our team, I'm so super, super, super proud of our team. We got almost 100 million. It's 96, a little bit more than 96 million. That's the team effort. And we really appreciate, also appreciate a big shout out to our broker, Carl Sanfilippo, and he's an excellent, excellent owner, broker, and a coach, and inspiring.
Right, and that's actually, let me jump in a minute. That's one of the reasons Carl is an excellent broker, because he's always thinking ahead. Oh, he's always like one or two steps ahead of everybody, and he's always pushing you to come up with, to go higher and grow further. And, you know, you grow with him, and it's really been a big, the last, since we joined his brokerage in 2015, you know, we've grown incrementally every year, and he's grown, and he's now like, he's, I think, the largest, you know,
in Central Jersey
one of the
area
largest
as
brokers
well.
In yeah. Central mm-hmm. Jersey and all Absolutely. Of New Jersey, probably.
Absolutely. So we could not do without him. And another thing I like about our office is the atmosphere. Very friendly. Everybody help each other. That's really good environment to learn and to grow.
Absolutely.
And
I
can remember 2021, I was, you know, at that time, I was already top performer, only with 21 million. That time, you think 21 million is a lot. But last year, 46 plus million under the belt. Personally, that's all really thank our company, Carl and Remax, for their guidance, for their help. And also our admin team is fantastic.
Right.
And they make sure everything's done right. So for us, right, I mean, for Mueller team, the service is very important. We always say, you know, exceptional service, extraordinary result, one home at a time. So we want to make sure we guided our client and help them. And to go through the process, because this is very emotional process, right, Ken? It's right. not only you sell, it's not like right. you sell T-shirt. This is a home. It is you raise your family and you grow, you work. It's just like so much memory.
Right, and
that.
I think being a good agent, you're also a very good friend, a therapist, a confidant yes. for the clients because they want to, they refer to you when they have different, they go through all the process of from listing the home, from the showings, all the challenges with the home inspections, and you know things that could go wrong, and all the questions that come up about is a buyer going to get the mortgage, or are we going to close, and what do we do before the move, and what do we do with the utilities, and just there's so many things that happen.
Part, yeah, maybe, so you, many moving parts
you know,
in the process.
Part of their life yeah. during mm-hmm. that 2-month, 3-month transition period when they
absolutely
the selling process.
Yep. Without further ado, let's deep in the numbers here, and 2021, which is last year, the whole Central Jersey MLS, this is only the single family. It doesn't count as a condo, co-op, 55 plus, and land and things like that. We just make it simple, so easier to compare. So 2021, total home closed in Central Jersey is 8,070 homes. And compare with 17, which is 7,000 a change, 2018, 7,315, and 19, 7,484, and 2020, 7,528. So actually the home sold has been going up, which has really right. surprised me, Ken. You know, we talk about last 2 years, the market is hot, lack of inventory. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, including myself, thinking there's a less home available on the market is one big key cause it. But look at these numbers. It's not. It's really the buyer drive.
Well, I think there's still a lack of inventory, but that's because the buyer demand
yes.
rate increased exponentially due to the factors we're going to discuss, like the fact of the COVID,
yes.
the low interest rates,
yes.
and then just the migration from the city life to the
suburban
life. So those
yes.
factors have really contributed to the fact, and then the sellers, I think it's almost like a snowball effect. A lot of sellers are thinking, well, the market is high, so I'm going to list. So that's caused an incremental increase year by
yes.
year in the number of homes listed and the number of homes sold, because now the sellers that were on the fence about selling or not have decided, well, let me jump in and take advantage of this market. I'm going to move out of state anyway, so let me capitalize on the maximum gain, and hopefully it'll be tax-free because of, you know, if it's a marital home, they can, you know, they have
you stay
there's
there
no
in
capital
the past.
Gains.
Yeah.
So that's all contributed to it. But right, it's been an incremental increase, almost like a slope of a straight line going
yeah.
up on an angle, maybe 30 degrees from 2017 to through 2021. It's been a steady increase. There's been no dips where it's gone down and then up.
Yeah.
Every year it's gone up a little bit. So the overall increase has been about 15%
yeah.
from the last 4-5 years. The,
yeah.
Pricing of the number of homes sold, and the pricing has closer to 34%.
I think
price.
It really depends how you look at it, right? First of all, it's very hard to quantify that because the leasing prices went up and then the closing price too. I mean, last 2 years, we can see a lot of houses sold over asking. But if you compare with 2017, 18, 19, a lot of agents will lease the home, you know, based on that time, the market. So generally speaking, they close the number is little bit below, or some instances a big below, right? And asking, but this seems to me 2020 and 21 is almost most of the home was sold very fast and over asking.
Right.
So,
and that gets to the days on the market, which is basically defined as the time, the date the home is listed until the time it's under contract. The days on the average days on the market for a home in 2021 was 39 days versus mm-hmm. 5 years ago, 2017, it was 71 days. And then in the subsequent years, 2018, 2019, 2020, the days on the market has decreased
mm-hmm.
until where it is now, about, you know, 39 days. So that means the homes have been selling for a higher price
mm-hmm.
and they've been on the market less time.
Yeah, faster. And just one thing to clarify, when we talk about the days on the market, it's not the day you put a for sale sign and the day you close the home. It's truly just the date you put on the market and the date you got a contract. So that's the date of days on the market.
Right, the day you've accepted a contract
mm-hmm.
offer. You have it basically
yes.
under contract,
mm-hmm.
right. But and then during that time is when the showings occur, when you might have the realtors might have open houses, yeah. You know, showings of the house, of course. So, yeah, but these are all favorable
to stat. The sellers. Yeah, because the thing is, right, the longer the day on the market, in my personal experience, this is two things affect the seller. Number one, the anxiousness, right? They always call me, Jane, you know, what's wrong with my house? There's no offer. I said, no. It doesn't take, you know, week to sell a house. It's just, you know, average is 70 days to get an offer. So we're only 3 weeks in it. So that is to give a bit more time. So the unknown factor for the seller. Secondly, it's really practical reason. I mean, you have a people come to your house. You want to present the best side of you. So you always have to clean the house, pick up the toys, and tie up the dogs, you know.
Right.
You know, when you have an open house, you have to really get it ready and go out, you know, to make sure it's available. And, you know, for showing your dinner time, lunch time, and people request and come in, they get late, and you already wait and put the dinner on, they are here. So there's a lot of inconvenience or a lot of stress on the seller side. But last 2 years, it's really sold pretty quick. So the effect on seller's life is reduced to much
minimum. Almost by half. Not quite, but it's almost cut in half the time. And these are all average statistics. It may not be particular to any given home. Some may still be on the market. There may be listeners out there saying, oh, my home was on the market for 5 months and it's still not.
That happens once again, right? When the house in today's market, if you don't sell for a little bit longer period of time, anything more than like this here, say 30 days, give and take, right? If you don't have offer for 30 plus days, then either your home could be very unique. You're looking for very unique buyers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes is that can happen. If you build, especially customer build a home, you did it to your like. And whatever you had is whatever you have is really good working for you, but it may not working for today's buyer. For example, right, a lot of home built before, the kitchen is rather small. When they have a very small kitchen, today, you know, people like a big kitchen, big open floor plan rather than, you know,
everybody
in the
small
rooms.
Everybody wants it open. They want it bright
exactly,
and light.
Exactly,
yes. Not as opposed to the 70s where everything was closed, wood paneling, darkness. And so it's
I remember our house, yes.
Yeah, so that you go through, and carpeting was a big thing. And the home was built in the late 60s
that's
and the
right.
70s where they actually put carpeting over the hardwood floors.
That's
so a lot
right.
of homes that we're finding when they sell them, we tell the homeowner, remove the carpeting. You may have beautiful hardwood floors underneath there.
Yeah, that's one thing, right? A lot of time the people said, Jane, can you put a listing? I have a hardwood throughout the house. Unfortunately, we cannot. Unless, you know, you take up the carpet because we can't advertising anything we cannot see. So that's really, God forbidden, after closing, they take it up. One session is damaged or something and you open up to the lawsuit. So
that's
not really, I mean, either you take it up, we can advertise it as a hardwood floor throughout, or you can just say some hardwood, right? And then you can verbally say it, but it's really not,
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, one thing we should probably touch on is one of the reasons why the home price has gone up. I would believe that's also, a lot of that has to do with the competitive buyer's market and the over-asking price. Bidding wars, right? That's certainly helped. I mean, not all of it. I mean, the market has gone up gradually, but the fact it's gone up 34% is, I think, due to a lot of the experience that we have with all your 100 so listings. There have been a lot of times where there's been 10, 15 offers and several of them at least over asking price.
Over. One house was almost 100,000 over. So, you know what? Let's take a quick break and let's talk about later.
Calling all buyers looking for a great commercial opportunity. Check out this 4,000 square foot home with permitted medical use located on a main thoroughfare in East Brunswick with ample parking in the front and rear. The seller is willing to fund the buyer's township application to expand and modify the approval base on buyer's desired end use. For more information on this property, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. 908-337-9448. 9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. We've been discussing the Central Jersey real estate market and the factors contributing to the significant growth we've experienced in sales over the last 5 years. And the homes, the bidding wars that have occurred because of the crazy demand for buyers that want that house so badly, they're willing to pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over asking, or $50,000 sometimes, and give. And also, besides that, Jane, they're also willing to give up certain rights that most buyers normally have, like appraisal contingency, which we've spoke about on prior shows. But basically, where the buyer basically says, even if it doesn't appraise, if the contract price is $400,000 and the buyer ends up bidding it and willing to pay $450,000, and they waive the appraisal contingency, that would mean, regardless of what the bank appraises it at, the buyer is committed to honor the contract price of $450,000.
Yep. Just as our previous shows, just one point: the waive the appraisal contingency is just contingency; it's not appraisal itself. That's up to the lender to decide.
Absolutely.
So they still come in to do the appraisal, and then, you know, just the contingency being removed. And also, as you mentioned, the such big demand, the home inspection is buyers more reasonable, more willing to work with the seller. So, I mean, I feel in Central Jersey, we in a such wonderful location. You know, it's so convenient to everywhere. A lot of buyer, as we discussed, is from New York, from Staten Island, from Brooklyn, from New York area. So obviously they have to get to work, you know, to New York. So Central Jersey is such a wonderful, convenience location. So, you know, they have a buses, which we had the Cotriasray Suburban came last time to discuss that. And also trains. And we proposed new train from New Brunswick, North Brunswick. Yeah. So, and we have a turnpike, the Garden State. We have so many way to get to their work and make life easy. So I think that's contributed to such strong growth. You know, the attract a lot of buyers to Central Jersey. And the second thing I feel is the diversity of the community in Central Jersey. So that's attract a lot of buyers too. Everyone feel they not only, you know, they feel really inspired, because a lot of time, right, as myself, right, immigrant myself, certain area make you feel welcomed or tolerated, welcomed. But in Central Jersey, we feel we are embraced. That's totally different feeling. It is your home.
Yeah,
it's where you work and where you raise your family and, you know.
Right. So many people have a misperception of New Jersey being, you know, by the airport. They see the Turnpike, which is, again, part of New Jersey. But there's so many wonderful lakes, parks, recreation sites, reservations. It has a lot to offer. Plus, it has the proximity to both New York and Philadelphia, which is, you know, 60 minutes away, depending where you're located.
Which
and you have the shore, which is another. The Jersey Shore is wonderful.
Beautiful. Yes.
So there's a lot of benefits. You know, we get, I think Jersey in general gets teased a lot from the New Yorkers, because they say you're just a segment of New York. And then people from, you know, the West Coast say, oh, New Jersey's this little blip on the map. That's just the airports and, you know, the Turnpike. But there's far more to New Jersey than just that. So.
Well, come here to explore and then to see it. Yeah,
yeah.
See it yourself. And, you know, a lot of people will be interested to know what's going forward. Okay.
Right, right.
But that's really hard to say. People have a different opinion. Some people feel the market cannot be continue going this way. Because everywhere's up, they always down. That's just natural law. You know, that's just natural. But the question is when that's going to come down. Yeah, this year, I personally believe, I could be wrong here, but I personally believe the market is still going to be stable to a certain degree. And the first two quarters and third quarter, and then it's hard to say, because my experience was with the 2021, the market was hit the top in May and June. And then July, August, September, October, the market you know, get soft and went down a little bit. But surprisingly, which is very good for my sellers, in November, the market come back strong again. So which is we see a lot of people come to open house, a lot of fresh buyers, you know, very qualified fresh buyers, and came back in the market. I think also the interest rate, the indication we read a lot on the media and possible increase in the interest rate, maybe make a lot of buyers to make up their mind to move forward. So in the nutshell, I think the market, personally, I believe the market should be very stable in the first and second quarter. But the third quarter is going to watch out. It's like last year, third quarter did went up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know, right.
That can be trickier, yes.
And you brought up a good point about the interest rates being low, and that also can tie into the fact that oftentimes buyers are willing to overbid for the house because
yes.
They figure the interest rates are so low that the down, even if they pay $20,000 to $50,000 more for the house, the fact that their interest rates are low, the monthly payment is basically offset by the fact the interest rates are lower than they would have been 5 years ago. So it's to them, it's everything's about the monthly payment that the buyers make. That's the key factor.
That's right, Ken. You know, a lot of time the seller think the buyer care about the price. In fact, the buyer more care about the monthly payment. The monthly payment is made of few, element. One is the price, one is the interest rate, one is the other cost, including the property tax and the HOA fee and the other fees involved.
Right, known as your escrow. You have to pay the property tax, the homeowner's insurance, then you have to pay, they always have to have a cushion in escrow, typically 2 to 3 months of the property tax, as a reserve. Yeah.
That's right. And if any buyer, if you decide to live in certain area, right, so the fees, you have to decide you want to live in a condo, townhouse versus single family, so that's going to affect your payment because you have HOA fee. And if that part you already decide, it's the only variable is the price versus interest rate. When the interest rate going up, obviously you can afford a less price home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really drive this is strong demand because of very super low interest rate. So for the buyer perspective, they either pay the bank with a high interest rate,
right,
or they pay the seller. For them, the end of result almost the same. So that's really one of the reasons. So going forward, if the interest go up, that's way to see what market react on the pricing for the seller.
Right. It's similar to the stock market. I mean, you have all the experts in the analysis predicting, but nobody really can predict with certainty. Otherwise,
absolutely.
The way the stock market is, just with the real estate market, we have a good idea. We have indications, but, there could be some unforeseen world events that could,
You don't have to look far, Ken. Look at 2020, right? And who would have thought the market would go up? During the pandemic,
during a shutdown in New Jersey from March of 2020, we had the best years in 2020
that time, because in June the market is beat up in middle of the crisis.
Yeah, there were
right?
actually lines outside for the open houses.
30, 40 families
typically
lined
for an
up.
Open house. You would get if you had 7 or 8 families, that would be considered a very successful open house. Back in that time, during the start of the pandemic that summer, there was literally maybe 30, 40 families.
Yes,
everybody had to wait because it was only due to safety, only one family at a time with masks on, so there were lines in the heat, and it was unbelievable.
Know.
Yeah, people were willing to wait hour and a half just to get in to see the house.
Yes, so I mean, fast forward, right? A lot of experts at that time and feel that can't be, that can't be held. So the market will go down the end of 2022, right? The end of 2020, right? At the end, 2020 finished, 2021 even go further.
Right.
That's really explain.
Home sold and the price.
Yeah, further up.
Even further up, which is unbelievable. Everybody thought the bubble would burst by the end of 2020 when things started getting back to normal. But again, with the now we're in 2022, and the COVID issue, unfortunately, is still not behind us fully. And let's hope it is soon for the health of everyone. But still, we're dealing with that. And
a lot of uncertainty. When there's uncertainty, there's a lot of changes and really hard to predict anything. But so far, I see the market first quarter. It seems very strong because today it's really not much home on the market at all. So if you look at the market, it's very quiet. It's not because quiet. There's a lot of buyers, but not no home.
And we should also mention the rental market. We're seeing the same results. There's not enough inventory for renters. I mean, the rentals are going out very quickly for Central Jersey, for at least from our personal experience for 2022.
Yeah.
We already closed a bunch for the beginning of the year, and we've got more coming. They just go... They used to last sometimes a month, 2 months. Now they're under contract typically a week or less if you get a qualified tenant.
Yeah, I think with the renter, I have a different perspective. I think the rental market is tight because there's a truly less inventory on the rental market. Think about it, Ken, in the past few years, at least our clients, right, we used to represent about 100, 150 investors, right? Sometimes the people want to be a landlord. It's not because they want to be a landlord. They bought a house on a high 2005 Correct. And 6. They cannot sell. If they sell it, they have to bring money to the closing table. That's never be a good feeling. Plus, not everybody physically can afford that. So they rent it out. Even the rent doesn't pay for the monthly mortgage. They probably lose $100, $200 a month, but that's bearable. So these people, now the market go up, they can sell it and they can get out and even make a little money to catch up the loss they had the past 5-10 years. So that's one segment. The second segment is the people, they just investors, right? But I saw a lot of investors cashed in. So some of the cash in, they just probably the life cycle, they're going to retire or they can need the money for other things, for children education, for retirement. But some other sellers cash in, they want to exchange to another area or different type of investment. So that's what I see a lot of, people. And then third one is at that time, they may not know where they're going, right? And the investment, they said, well, should I sell, shouldn't I sell? It doesn't matter. But now they feel if it's high, may well sell it. So that's why I personally see a lot of investment property up for sale, even for us. So our clients. So that's why the supply for the rental is reduced dramatically as well. So that's why causing the I think it's another issue is a lot of people sold their home, right? They got to move somewhere. If they're not ready to move out of the state yet, if they're going to retire soon, and they may want to rent too.
Right. So, we've experienced that with some clients where they were moving to Florida, but their home wasn't ready. It was going to be built. Yeah. So they decided, well, let me rent for a year. Let me rent for 2 years and then until my home is ready, but I want to stay in New Jersey. And so we sold their house. They find them a rental in New Jersey. And then a year, 2 years later, they finally relocate out of state.
Yeah. So there's a very... small availability, the inventory for the rental, but the tenant application pool is getting bigger because all these, people move from New York as well. If they can't find anything to buy, what they do, they rent. If the people sold their home and they're not ready to move out yet, what do? They rent, right? And a lot of people, they're renting. They couldn't find a home, so they rent. So there's a lot of moving parts in that part of the market as well. Yes.
Right.
And there's a certain buyers really want to buy for investment property because they worry about inflation. So even though the price is high, but they want to lock in a property rather than worry about inflation. So that's another part. It's a lot of people, buying that house. So but it's not enough inventory to buy. So that could be, I think we're going to run out of time soon. So but one thing, right, before the seller put the for sale sign on the market, you under your front loan, you should really think about it. I understand it's really great take advantage of this beautiful market and all the benefits we discussed. But I always ask the seller, why you want to sell. You have to ask yourself, well, where are you going, and your time frame. So you have to really take that consideration. But today we ran out of time. Maybe another another session.
Right. Okay, and thanks. We want to thank the audience for listening and then also let them know that next week, to stay tuned, we're going to have Bharat Patel, who's a certified home inspector and also a professional engineer. We're going to break down the home inspection process, what that entails, and so stay tuned next week as well. We have a great show. He's a great guy.
Yeah, that's that's work for both seller and buyer. And Mr. Patel had many, many years experience. He's also licensed, a New Jersey licensed state engineer as well. So that's really, his advice is not only from inspector perspective, it's really from the engineer part
as
well.
Right, he's got it all covered, absolutely.
Yes, all covered, yes. Thank you very much for listening and have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.